This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
If I stop for a while, nothing changes outside. Would you notice the difference between what I was yesterday and what I'm now? Sometimes I feel like I'm nothing more than flesh. Oh, oh, and I feel the happiness of inhumanity limited. Then I wish I could drown naked in the streets. Oh, oh, oh. I picked up the cotton thread corridor. When I try to change its shape, I knew that its essence would stay the same. Sometimes I feel nothing more than flesh. Oh, oh, and I feel the heaviness of inhuman and limited. Then I wish I could drown naked in the streets. Then I wish I could drown naked in the streets. I'm toasting a marshmallow. It's so sweet and I'm so callow. I wish I could change my flavor without changing myself, without being someone else. I'm nothing more than flesh. naked in the streets. Then I wish I could drown naked in the streets. Oh, oh, oh.
Hello and welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. That was A Little Bit of Cotton by the beautiful Valerio Lysander there. Today I am joined in the studio by the First Lady of Sex. It is the incredible Charlotte Rose. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very good. It's so much fun to have you here.
I love you.
you've actually been on FUBAR before.
Which is quite,
but not on my show.
And not on your show, no.
I've been absolutely gagging. I've been absolutely dying to get you here. So for our lovely listeners who don't know, tell us a little bit about everything you do. I know that you do sexercise, and we're going to dive into that a little bit later. But first, tell us a little bit of background about yourself.
Okay, I'm a multi-award winning sex worker. I've been in the industry for 21 years. I've won Sex Worker of the Year 2013. I won Industry Recognition of the Year 2015. I've run for MP. I've got my own radio show. I've stood for. I do a lot of. Politics in regards to decriminalisation for sex work, LGBT, standing for anything to do with sexual freedom. I go on TV a lot talking about politics. I'd like to be a badass, really.
Yeah,
that's
quite the list
of
accolades.
I'm trying to get there. I'm getting there.
Tell me about, you just mentioned, which I did not know, that you ran for MP.
Twice.
Wow.
Both by-elections against UKIP. So I stood against...
Very important.
I stood against Mark Reckless and Douglas Carswell, the first two UKIP representatives to be made as MPs, which was at Rochester and Strood and Clacton-on-Sea. And that was pretty much in my first year. I moved to London in September 2014, and I think I ran in at the end of October.
You just threw yourself right in there.
Yeah.
No messing about.
But prior to that, I did the face-sitting protest outside Westminster.
I have no idea what that is, but that sounds incredible.
Actually, I'm just thinking time-wise. No, that was after. So on the 1st of December 2014... unofficial elected people went into Parliament to make an amendment to an existing law that states 13 activities could no longer be produced within UK pornography. Mm-hmm. Face sitting, spanking, water sports, caning, whipping.
I remember this, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it was funny that I think I'd won my award, one of my awards the year before, that people reached out to me and said, is there anything that you can do? And I thought, you know, let's do something absolutely crazy. Yeah. So I put a call out there saying we're going to face sit each other, and we're going to sing. Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. I even tweeted Monty Python the day, and they tweeted me back saying, "I hope you have a great day.
That's amazing.
Really enjoy it." And considering there were so many people there, you can Google the pictures. There's so many people there, but there was more photographers there than what there were folk. And you know, I did my big William Wallace speech that you know you can try and ban our liberties, but you can never take our sexual freedom.
Yes.
And then we had to have adjudicators there to make sure that everybody was breathing correctly. You had a guy who had his own snorkel and goggles to make sure that he could breathe correctly. And you know, there's Westminster people. You could see the windows twitching.
Thinking, yeah.
People are looking out thinking, what on earth are they doing over there? And we're just singing away. And it was quite scary, actually, because all my social media went down that day. I had no communications with anybody that day because online we had over 25,000 people that said that they were going to attend for the support, because you know how you know, sex work is already stigmatized already.
Yeah, totally.
So you know, they showed that online support and grew the event. But I got silenced on the morning, but despite that we still had a great day.
So like, was that a deliberate thing? You were removed from social media?
All of it, everything. Twitter went, my YouTube went, Facebook went. Yeah, I'm constantly in battle being censored with Facebook and on any online social media platform.
It's an absolute nightmare. And what really frustrates me about that is, you know, you get people like yourself being censored, and there are people out there being racist, transphobic, all of these other things, and they're allowed to freely do that when you're just, you know, putting out positivity positivity,
you
which
know,
is important.
You can go onto YouTube and you can find a video of somebody beheading somebody, but you can't find a video of somebody sat on somebody's face.
Yes.
And I just think, you know, what do I want to do today? Do I want to watch somebody be behead? No, I want to watch somebody sit on somebody's face. It's, you know, it's more fun. It's just, I think it's ludicrous. The way that we're going in regards to censorship in the 21st century is the wrong way. You know, George Orwell said it best in 1984. He knew what was happening. I think we're going down that route, and it's just very, very sad.
Very sad. I couldn't agree more. But, I mean, you're fighting the good fight. You're putting yourself out there.
We're doing
all of these incredible things. I mean, the face-sitting protest.
Yeah. Well, we did a Spankathon in Manchester. So
of course you did.
The second protest was the Spankathon, and we did that to Madonna's Spankathon. Thank me.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that was for the same cause.
And then we were going to do the third protest in Brighton, which was the Whippathon. But I can't quite remember. I think there was some breaking news that had gone out, and a lot of people, we couldn't get that one together in time. But
If you're going to do another one of these protests, because I wish I had heard, please, I would love to come along, and I would love to sit on somebody's face or get whipped or whatever it is. I'm absolutely game for it.
The election night was just incredibly funny. It was so funny. Being a sex worker, all the people who were standing and the independents and the parties, you know, Nigel Farage and everybody's wives were there. And every time I went over to try and introduce myself, it was like Speedy Gonzales, and you had this crack of lightning and wind come by you. And then the next minute, I'm trying to shake the guy's hand and I get the wife's hand instead. And they're like, yes, I'm his wife. So so on the night, on the day of the count, when they said the winner, I had to make a real effort to put it out there that I'm going to shake their hand and I'm going to give them a kiss. And if you actually look at the Douglas Carswell bit where I kissed him, his face screws up so bad as if to say, okay, that's great, I've just been kissed, but it's Charlotte Rose has just kissed me. Oh my God. Yeah, he's just been kissed by a sex worker or a hooker, because I could say that.
I mean, I would let you kiss me.
Oh, thank you. I will give you a kiss. That's fine.
Thank you. I mean, and that's what you came in here to do before, to teach one of our other presenters how to kiss.
Yeah, that was great fun.
Is there anything you can't do, Charlotte?
I can't bead flooring round door frames.
Right, okay, that's the one thing. That's the one skill you don't have.
I can't do it. I'm a plumber's daughter, and I used to not be able to drill holes in walls, but I've mastered that now. I just cannot bead. I can't mitre very well.
I don't even know what these words mean.
Okay.
So you're impressing me already. Let's have a little chat about sex size. So this is a new thing for you. It's something you've been doing for a few months, I believe.
It is, yeah.
And you wanted to encourage people to be a little bit more active and take care of themselves while threading that into the incredible work you do around sex already.
Yes.
So what sparked that?
Well, I travel a lot with work. My work now is I do more sexual therapy. I work a lot with people with disabilities. So I travel all over the place, and it requires me to stay away from home. So the time that I have when I get back is very, very, it's not as much as what I'd like. And then I've got my lovely partner who's waiting at home for me. And, you know, it's time that we got to a point where we just sat there watching TV and watching films. Now, don't get me wrong, I absolutely love Netflix. I love box sex. I really do. But it wasn't doing us any favours. Mm. You know, we were kind of eating the okay foods, but not being active. And I thought to myself, how on earth can I incorporate being active, having more intimate time together, and just, you know, doing something as a couple? And this is when I found a book on, and I ordered it and I read it, and I thought, you know, if we put this into a kind of 6-week plan as a laugh and a joke, we could really do something well with it. You know, if we lose some weight, bonus, but the fact that we're going to be fucking for 6 weeks straight is going to be amazing.
And so, what a great way to bond, to do this fun thing together.
Oh my God, you would not believe the laughs that we went through. I'll come to that in a minute. Just remind me that
we'll loop back to laughs.
Remind me that I.
Okay, the I. Okay,
the
fine.
I, yes. And so we got a friend of ours who knows a gym instructor. We sat down, we created this plan. So each week has three sexercises. So one is an oral, and then one is a top, and then the other one's a bottom. And then through the week prior to that, we planned various different strengthening exercises that would target your areas of your body to work with the sexercises.
So we're not just talking like Kegels, we're talking about like proper strength building, like in the muscles in the rest of your body as well?
Absolutely, yeah. All over the body. So for example, week 1.1 is where Colin would be doing a half plank on me in oral. So as he's doing me in plank, I'm lifting my neck up and resting my arms down flat. So I'm activating the core muscles and he's activating his core muscles as well. So he's got to concentrate on that. Now, the great thing was, as we were first starting out, he got really bad shakes and he's going like this, planking and shaking, and he's going, I can't control it. And I'm just like, carry on, carry on.
The shakes are working.
The shakes are working. It's going to be great. And then, you know, as it progresses and you do the target strengthening exercises, the sexercises itself become more easier and it's just so much fun. But the way that we've been able to position our bodies and stuff like that, because we couldn't achieve it straight away. We've had to do lots of practicing. And within that time of doing the first run through, we lost 1 stone and 4 pounds each. Well, I lost 1.4, wow. He lost 1.3. I lost 19 inches all over my body. Colin lost 14 inches all over his body.
Oh my gosh.
Sleeping's better. We're just so solid, you know. We are the yin, the yang. We are Mr. and Mrs. Sexercise. That's who we are.
That is absolutely incredible.
And so that's a bonus.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
If nothing else, I mean, you're multitasking. You're making your time more efficient.
Yeah. Well, this is it. You know, it's people who haven't got, who couples who may feel as though that they're, you know, their spark has kind of fizzled just a little bit. They want to get more interaction with each other. They want to get more active in their lives. Mm. Sexercise is an easy way to do it. You don't have to go to the gym for this. We've constructed it so you can do exercises at home and you do it together. We had Colin, because we were in a hotel, we didn't have any weights or anything. So we put two of the bottles of wine that we were going to drink that night in a bag and he was using that as weights.
Genius.
Honestly. And I'm sure there's a lot of couples out there that's got more than just two bottles of wine in there.
Absolutely. Oh, I kind of wish that I had a partner so I could get involved. I mean, I could invite my friends with benefits over and be like, hey, fancy a bit of sexercise?
Absolutely. And you can have so much fun just playing about with it as well. But you don't have to be in a relationship. You can, the strengthening exercises are done separately. So you can still do that and incorporate that. So when you do find someone, you are there ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it. Yeah. And this is something that people can get involved with, right? They can go to your website, which is...
Yeah, it's simply sexercise.fitness. And membership. We're doing an introductory offer, which is, I think it's like $19.95 up till the 28th of December.
Amazing.
Because we're still kind of in the presence of a soft launch. So we're offering that as we would like your views and opinions on the website and how we can grow and develop. We're going to be looking at Sexercise 2 in February.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting. And it's a six-week program, did you say it was?
Yes. Yeah. But we're always adding bits and bobs to the website. So they get a year's membership. But there's blogs. We're going to be incorporating a forum for people to chat to. There's so much interaction already online. We've got Red Hot Ginger, Mr. Red Hot and Mrs. Red Hot Ginger. They're already going through the course. So they're posting pictures up online. And it's amazing to see people's body transformations.
That's
for something that's so simple.
And fun.
And amazing.
You know, you're having sex at the end of the day. You know, who can complain?
That's it.
Well, Charlotte, I know you've got a special surprise for me a little later. You're actually going to be inviting your husband into the studio.
And we're going to do some.
And we're going to be doing some. So I'm very, very excited for that. But before we do that, we're going to play a little bit of Porn or Not Porn.
Porn or Not Porn.
Which is everybody's favourite game.
It's my favourite game.
But I think we need a bit of music first.
Okay.
So this is a bit of Play by Years and Years and Jax Jones.
How long till you play me the song that will make me belong to you? One dance with my baby. I used to be so ready to run. My philosophy, don't let nobody come too close to handle my love. Don't let it show, I want it.
Are you ready to play Porn or Not Porn?
Of course, I was born ready to play Porn or Not Porn.
This week we have an Elton John theme, and that's because he's the focus of the John Lewis advert this year. I've not actually seen it yet.
He's done a John Lewis advert?
Apparently so. Yeah, I haven't seen it myself.
I just did 14 minutes yesterday watching YouTube of all the adverts for Christmas. I cried a little, but I won't tell anybody that. And I didn't see Elton John in anything.
That's so weird. I feel like the John Lewis advert gets out there more usually. Like, everyone's talking about it. Apparently, it's him getting a piano and they're saying that a gift can change your life.
Yes.
Oh, you did see it?
I've seen it. It's not that good.
Wasn't very memorable.
No, it's not memorable at all. Yeah.
Well,
I actually like John Lewis's advert, not John Lewis the store, but the actual John Lewis.
He's done an advert this year.
Yeah,
you're joking. Because he gets tweeted every year, doesn't he?
Twitter has paid to have an advert for him, and there's somebody singing in his office space, and somebody's asking him questions about where can he get this and where can they get this, and he's sat there tweeting away, and then he goes, look, I'm to the singer, you're going to have to stop so I can call. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, John. But Twitter, I think it's Twitter, this paid for a Christmas video.
That's incredible.
That's brilliant. It's a brilliant one.
That's what everyone should be talking about.
Yeah.
I need to see that. Props to Twitter for like recognising that. I feel, because he really does. He sits there and he replies to everyone.
I know,
you want the other John Lewis, you want the other John Lewis. Bless his little heart.
Yeah.
Who's got the time?
I know.
So our theme this week is Elton John. In front of me, I have 5 sound bites. Some of these are from porn and some are not porn. They are Elton John.
Okay. Hang on a minute. Let me get this right. Elton John's done music used in porn. Is this what this is?
No.
No,
you've misunderstood the game entirely.
We should be contacting Elton John and say, your music should be used in porn.
I'm sure it's been done.
Okay.
Like, they probably wouldn't have got the rights for it, but I'm sure somebody slipped a bit of
Put
Elton
a bit
in
of
there.
A groovy, funky disco in there, just to change it a little bit.
A bit of Rocket Man, you know, in the background.
Benny and the Jets. How many Jets? Okay.
As many as possible.
Get him in there.
We are going to be working as a team on this, Charlotte.
Okay.
So I don't know the answers. The lovely producers are going to tell us. And I think we should dive right in.
Okay, let's do it.
So our first one is...
Money is the motivation.
Play again.
Money is the motivation.
It sounds a bit like Bend Over.
It doesn't sound like Elton. I'm not very good with
that. Hang on a minute. Am I supposed to say whether it is Elton or not?
We're trying to figure out if this is taken from a porn clip or maybe like Elton in an interview.
Oh, press it again then.
Money is the motivation.
It's definitely, I think it is Elton John.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't hear it, but I kind of believe you.
Press it again.
Money is the motivation.
Ooh, I
love that you're torn between, is this Elton John or Bend Over?
Because I know Ben very well.
Yeah, and you're like, is that his voice?
Money is the motivation.
I feel like it could be Elton. I feel like Elton's voice is a little bit more like musical. Like even when he's speaking, it's quite soft, and I feel like that's quite
gruff.
One more time.
Money is the motivation.
I'm not hearing Elton.
I'm not hearing him now. It's probably him. It is probably him because we can't hear it.
So they're trying to fuck with us.
Yeah.
So are we going to call their bluff and say that this is indeed Elton John?
Oh my God, the pressure. And we're only on number one. No. Right, while they're not looking, press it one more time.
Money is the motivation.
It's that London motivation bit.
That makes you think.
Makes me think differently.
Yeah.
I think it is. Do it.
What? It is Elton or it is porn?
It's Elton.
It's Elton. Okay, we're saying not porn. We think this is Elton John. And the answer is, it is porn.
It's porn.
Hardcore sex treat for fit-bodied amateur chick. A fit-bodied American amateur gets fucked by British agent who's helping her with her big porn break.
Oh, right.
I feel like we need to apologise to Elton John. Because
no, if Elton John's listening to this, he would have been going, Charlotte, God damn it.
He would. You're right.
Absolutely.
You're not wrong.
Okay, now I think I understand what's going on here.
So, I didn't explain the game well enough, did I? I'm sorry.
So we're listening to the verbal element of porn.
Well, not necessarily. We might have a moan. We might have a...
Oh.
Any, it could be sound effects. It could be anything.
Tell me you have genuine moans of Elton John.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, this is good. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm going to be disappointed if there's not.
Okay.
All right, next one.
Next one.
Oh, God.
Well, that's kind of a moan. It's getting there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Elton.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know.
Oh, ooh.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. To the left, Elton. To the left.
Ooh. I think he's finished with his female phase in his life.
Oh, God.
Mm. Oh, fuck.
I hear Elton in this one. I do.
Yeah, I do.
Should we say Elton?
Let's go one more time. One more time.
Last one.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What, do you know what's happened? Do you know? I know what's happened.
Do you?
I do. So what's happened is they're recording the Christmas advert and they've said, Elton, we're going to get you a little... You're going to be little Elton with a piano. And he's gone, oh, God. It's Elton. It is. It is him.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's exactly what that is. Answers, please, lovely, lovely producers. And the answer is not porn. In an interview with Joe Wiley, Elton recounts the time he had to get his grandmother to help him after getting his foreskin stuck in a zipper.
Oh, I know how that feels. Yeah, absolutely. I did that when I was young too.
Yeah. You've been there.
Oh, God.
All right, our next one is...
Wall-to-wall man.
Ooh. Oh, that's definitely Elton. Do it again.
Wall-to-wall man.
What is he saying?
Wall-to-wall man.
Wall-to-wall man.
Oh, you think Elton?
Yeah, I do.
Do you? Wall-to-wall men. Oh, I thought you were saying what a woman.
Oh, it might be Freddie Mercury then, if that wall-to-wall men. It might be Freddie.
That's not the case.
I know. But you never know. I'm watching their faces. They could do absolutely
just
anything.
Slip in a bit of Freddie Mercury. Right.
Wall-to-wall men.
Mm. Yeah, I'm thinking Elton.
Do you think?
I do, yeah.
All right,
I keep saying yes, it's wrong.
We got the last one right.
Okay, you got that one right.
No,
do you know, it sounds like Elton in his early years.
Yeah.
When,
but he wasn't out in his early years, so why would he be saying wall-to-wall man?
That's a good point. Mm. But then, you know, I've just recently watched Bohemian Rhapsody, and he wasn't out, though he was suspected. Elton also was suspected, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
But we don't know the year. Oh, my God.
Oh, tricky, tricky, tricky.
One more time.
Okay, here we go.
Wall-to-wall man.
Okay, let's go for porn.
Yeah, oh, just dramatic change in direction. Yeah. Okay, we are saying porn.
Porn.
Final answer.
Yeah.
It is not porn. You shouldn't have hedged your bets.
I knew it.
This is while being interviewed in 1974, Elton impersonates Mae West after being asked about their friendship.
I knew it was his early year.
But so why is he saying wall-to-wall men?
Why not?
I'm very confused. Why not?
Come on.
Classic Elton.
Yeah.
We absolutely stan. All right, next one.
What
was that? Who said what?
Not.
Knob, I heard.
Knob.
Yeah.
Not.
With a bit of knob. Knob.
Knob.
Knob.
I have no idea.
I'm going for porn.
Yeah?
Yeah, only because a lot of porn, you can't really hear what they're really saying in
That's
dialogue.
That's true.
Knob. Yeah?
Knob.
We all love a bit of knob.
I love knob. All right,
I love knob with a bit of chocolate on.
Final answer, porn. Knob. Porn!
Yes!
Promise of talent show entrance, hot girl. The names never make sense. I love it. An aspiring actor and singer is tipped off by her helpful taxi driver about an agent who will get her a spot on the next hottest talent TV show. However, the agent is looking for her to repay the favour in a less than savoury way.
That's it. Savoury biscuit. Nod, nod. Bit of chocolate on that makes it all the sweeter, doesn't it?
There you go. All right. Our final one is...
Sweat it up.
Wow.
What was that? Was
wow.
That sounded like me.
Is this you? Is this you?
Sweat nub.
Sweat nub?
A sweat nub?
did he say sweat nub?
Sweat nub.
Sweat nub.
Mr. Elton, I like a bit of sweat nub.
It's clearly at one of Elton's parties. I don't know what else it could be. Let's hear it again.
Sweat nub.
Sweat nub. Sweat
nub. It's got to be porn, hasn't it?
I think it has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Elton's nubs are that sweaty. And, you know, I don't... yeah. Mr. John, I see you've got a sweaty nub.
Yeah. I wish it was that. I really, really do.
Go on. Let's say porn.
Let's say porn. Final answer. We are saying that sweat nub is porn. It is not porn.
What?
This is Elton. Elton groans whilst walking in heels before he walks on stage dressed as a woman in a funny late night TV show.
I need proof of this.
Who is saying what there, though? I don't...
Sweat nub.
Sweat nub. Okay.
I have no idea. I'm being told something.
The voice. Go on.
That voice is the women helping him into walk in the heels. No idea what they're trying to say.
I don't understand how heels and sweat nub have anything. Oh, maybe he needs to tuck sweaty nub, tuck it, and then walk.
That would make sense.
Tuck nub with knob knob with sweat nub. We're having a whale of a time.
Welcome to
Football Radio, everybody.
Well, I think that's enough of that ridiculous game. We're gonna jump into sexercise.
Oh yes, okay.
So let's have a little bit more music, and then we are gonna get our exercise on in the studio.
Let's get energized with sexercise.
Yes, this is a little bit of Let It Be by Hayley Kiyoko.
So it's really hard to see. Yeah, we just gotta voice that's breaking my bones. Caught up in chaos that keeps me alone. Wasted the beautiful all on my own. I'm making a new home. Washing the sheets cause you're still in my bed. Can't leave the dark cause you're all in my head. All in my head and it's killing me. And it's killing me cause we're at the end.
Presents. Harriet Rose.
Ash Nico's here.
Yeah, my goal is to just make a whole crowd of people sing about eating butt.
Does this, your whole career just come up to this moment?
Yeah. Yes.
So what are you going to do now that you've got people saying that?
I'm retiring. I'm moving to Florida.
Yes.
And I'm going to start golfing.
Get some sliders.
Yeah, I'm going to buy about 80,000 dildos.
Yes.
And live in Florida.
And just have a wall-to-wall room where they're just on the wall.
Yeah. And I'll have, like, one of those ladders that they have in a library.
Exactly that. Yeah. Exactly that. So you can just swish across the room.
Every Thursday.
Harriet Rose.
From 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
So we are going to do some sexercise now. I'm very excited for this. I feel like this is going to be a car crash here in the studio, but I'm so excited for it. So you have your lovely husband, Colin.
Here he is.
Say hey,
hello.
Colin.
Hello, everybody. It made me very sad listening.
Why?
Because your good man there said he hadn't got anyone to do sexercise with.
He has, hasn't he?
Oh, he's got those, hasn't he?
Oh.
We can do it with him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Provided he's all right with that.
Like a little party.
I am definitely up for this. We're going to bring producer Abby in to help out.
Hello.
Hi, Abby. Abby, this is the first time you've actually come on the show,
I think.
It's so good to have you here.
I'm going to break up the awkward silences. So when you guys are all doing whatever you're doing on the ground, I'm just going to be describing it so the listener gets to experience this as well as us.
Brilliant. So I feel like you guys should do a little demo for us first.
We're going to start from the hardest, then go to the middle, then let you and Colin do we need to sign some consent forms.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You have my verbal consent. It's on the radio. Okay. Everyone knows I'm consenting.
Okay, so this one is... because there's three sexercises per week, we've kind of numbered them as week 6.2. So this is 6.2. So if you want to get down first...
I might not get up again.
You will.
All right, okay, here we go. Right, Colin is on the floor and Charlotte's going to kind of... There's like a squatting situation happening. No. Oh, this is beautiful.
No, you're lifting up, remember?
You're right for wind and all that.
So, Charlotte, would you say you're doing like what would you describe that position as? You're doing like an upside down crab situation.
So we've got a reverse plank.
Yeah.
So I'm a reverse plank, he's a reverse plank. And then I'm putting my feet onto his shoulders. and then this is where somebody would...
Oh, jiggle, jiggle.
Not yet.
Calm yourself, Colin.
Then you would have to kind of... for me, I would put one arm behind me, get my other hand and make sure that I've got his cock, that it can go inside properly. Because there's no point in just sitting there
jiggling. You need a bit of penetration.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all right up to about 18 inches apart and then it starts getting difficult.
And then, what's going on? We're like on one of those old-fashioned seesaws. Doesn't work.
Just the 18 inches there as well, Colin.
So as soon as we're in position, Colin, whoever's on the bottom will lift up.
Okay, that's you, Colin. Oh, wait.
And then we would motion like that.
Okay.
So my motion is sturdy on Colin's shoulders. So I'm lifting my hips up, but using his shoulders to keep my stability. So I've got it in the back of my arms, in my legs and hips. So Colin's got my weight on his shoulders. So he's got that with the strength for his biceps and triceps. And then he's got the hips coming up. So he's got it in his gluteus maximus.
Amazing. I actually do. Very very similar to what you're doing there, Colin. Oh, so much love. I do like similar in the gym. It's like hip thrust, but I do it with like a barbell.
And the strengthening exercises for this are hip thrusts.
It's translatable between
Because obviously there's the heterosexual couple,
but it is translatable between two guys, two girls.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Especially with for ladies, we've been looking online, and there's some amazing strap-ons that have more of a flexible durability on it.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter if they're not in the exact same position to have that penetration element as what two men
amazing.
Or male and female would. So this is it's unisex.
I love that you make it inclusive as well.
Make it easier sometimes, I think.
Yeah. So then we've got...
Okay, next one.
4.2. Now, I'm just having to go into the pictures because I always get the two and the three... I'm breathing, listen to me.
I'm normally safe on the other side of the glass, but now I'm in amongst it.
I'm so happy you're here, Abby.
Oh, mate.
We should have you this side more often.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
So, we're going to do one.
What's this
but
one called?
But you're going to do it on the knees, remember?
We're doing it slightly different.
So, I'm going to go... I'm on my back.
Okay, here we go. Oh, beautiful.
Okay, pull me in, pull me up, pull me in. So, for those who are like mid-30s, you might remember doing a bicycle at school in your PE. So it's kind of like that. So you've got the lift of your, probably from your shoulders is the only thing that's grounded.
Yes.
So you've got your arms to keep the stability. You can hold onto your partner's legs. And I've got the point where I can either maneuver that way. So I'm moving my hips back and forth. But then as soon as I need to rest... I can put my weight on, and then Colin can hip drive me in this position.
And it's worth saying, you need to be very respectful because of the positioning.
Yeah.
You can get very deep.
Deep. Oh.
Deep.
Okay. Really deep. Got to be careful.
Barry White deep.
None of that
deep.
Yeah. So I would be going like this.
Sham.
Oh, this
so
is beautiful.
So if you do it, that's you. So I'm resting at the moment, so my body is still. So as I'm resting, what's happening is I'm targeting my upper abs, keeping my core straight, which the great thing with this as well is because you're concentrating on your core and pulling in your pelvic floor, it heightens the sensitivity of the vagina at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So it arouses you a lot better.
Yeah.
But it is very deep.
And for me, it's triceps, glutes, and stomach muscles.
Yeah.
Because you're... Where you're holding her legs, you're pulling the on the backs of your arms, and you can actually make that more or less yourself by just... Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. I absolutely love that you, like, actually know the science behind it, you know, like, how it's actually working, etc.
Yeah, well, you've
brilliant.
Got to. But this is what the strengthening exercises are for, to be able to strengthen you in those areas... Ready. So when you go into this position, one, you've got the ability to have duration to do it for longer, and it's not going to be right first time. But that's the whole fun thing about it, is that you know we've had so many different things. I told you about the eye. Should we show the eye?
Show me the eye.
Let's quick show the eye, not your actual eye. So the eye.
Oh no!
Oh, here we go. I have no idea what's about to happen.
You sharpened your nails.
I'm very. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. So when we were doing this one, and
So, wait, what is happening here? So, you're...
So, he would bend his penis down.
Yeah.
I'm on my back with my knees... there, with my knees up over his bum. And he is kind of on his knees, but leaning forward. Hi! And
it's essentially butt-to-butt in a way.
Butt-to-butt.
But opposite way.
So, the movement would be two different ways, but this is one of the things that we do in our before and after video, our after videos, is explain you have to be very comfortable with each other because I get an eyeful and he gets an eyeful. So
it's a very visual,
So if you like that, you know, you can pop a finger up there, you can pop a toy up there, you can just massage around the area as well. So for males doing this, whoever would be going in, the other person can play at the same time.
Ah.
So everybody gets a good eyeful on this.
Yeah, game. I love that. Oh, and that's why it's called the eye.
we should Got name it. Them, shouldn't we? Okay, now the last one.
So am I getting involved with
you
this one?
You are going to get involved in this one.
Okay.
And it's literally... So the great thing about this one is my unique
reins.
Selling point for this is that... it's an oral sex, so each one that you do each session of sexercises you do, the first one is always an oral sex, then it's an on top, and then it's a bottom.
Okay.
So for anybody who's going to be giving the oral sex on this, you can slim your underarm. So I've lost an inch off my arms from oral sex.
Wow.
But so
you wouldn't
so,
think
helpful. So gents, if you're listening and you want your partners, you don't want to get your partner for Christmas, get them a membership and just say to them, look, give me more blowjobs and you'll get slimmer arms. You get rid of bingo wings all at the same time. It's a win-win for everybody.
I like the sound of that.
So sign me up.
Exactly. We'll do it at the end of the show. Right, so if you're going to get into place,
so
let me manoeuvre around.
To do? Where am I going?
So, Colin, so who do you want to be? Do you want to be doing... Oh, sorry. Are you going more on your arms and core or just your core and enjoy?
Or Lester, I'm going to be a selfish lover.
Core and enjoy?
Core and enjoy, yeah.
Okay, so you are lying on the floor on your back.
Okay.
Completely flat. So rest your neck and shoulders. So in fact, you're quite long actually. So you're going to have to shuffle up a little bit.
Okay.
So just do that.
Yeah, we'll have to. Yeah.
So Colin is lifting the knees up.
No. So Colin is going to go into a plank. So Colin goes into a plank
between the legs.
So he's doing a full length plank on his tiptoe, so he'll be holding it there. So whilst he's doing that, for you to activate your core, and it's going to be a little bit more difficult. No, not yet. But you can do. It's going to be a little bit more challenging on your lower abs, is because your knees are bent. So if you raise your neck and shoulders, but not just your neck, it has to be your neck and shoulders at the same time. Let me show you.
That's it.
Perfect. Relax your arms down. Try and keep them. And then count yourself in 10 to 20 seconds and then rest. But what you can do, you can actually see that activating here.
Yeah, so it looks like Callum is doing a sit-up with his knees raised as well while Colin is in between the legs.
How is this exercising Colin? He's doing core, so he's
got it on his arms, shoulders, and core all the way through. But if you're not, just rest for a minute while you're chatting. You can stay like that if you want. But Colin's got the option that if he's not experienced at it, you can drop down onto your knees. So there's different variants of this. But the great thing as well is how you can incorporate this, more intensity on this, is by lifting a leg up at a time. And then straightening the leg, bringing it back up again, or having both legs up in the air at the same time.
That's like when you're at the gym, isn't it? When they say don't do too many press ups or do it this way instead, it'll help.
Mix and match.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you can't plank for this long, plank at this position.
Gotcha. You feel it vibrating through your legs.
Yeah. So because of the guy who, whoever is in between the legs, if they're not used to doing this exercise, their body is going to shake, which is going to add to it more additional extra pleasure.
I love it.
Should we have another go?
So do it again.
Do you want another go?
Yeah, go on.
Right, which one are you doing? There we go. So Colin's now back onto his tiptoes on his forearms in plank, full body plank, low down.
Callum's asking if he can lift his leg.
Yeah, if you want to lower yourself down because you're a little bit high, that's it.
Very adventurous, Callum.
And then drop the leg, and then change the leg. Perfect.
I know.
My gosh.
What a way to meet.
And then lower back down. So you're always lowering yourself back down. It's about giving your body an opportunity to contract and extract so you've got motion within all parts of your body. And don't strain. If you feel as though you're getting a strain in your neck, lower your head, look at the ceiling, think of England, and then go back again.
Amazing.
I absolutely love that. That's so much fun. And like it's so interesting, like watching you and getting involved. Like it reminds me of so many of the things that I would do in the gym, or I'd see other people doing in the gym. So it really, I love it.
But this is it.
Just another couple of rounds through, then I wasn't quite sure. Yeah.
Sorry, I did tell you I was a selfish lover.
But the great thing about this is you don't have to go to the gym.
Yeah.
The strengthening exercises can be done at home. I mean, gyms can be very, very daunting. You know, even I've been to gyms before where I've just walked away because you've got people kissing their arms, thinking they're guns, and you just think, oh, I don't want to be in somewhere that's so conscious about body image. I want to be in a comfortable environment, have fun with whoever I'm with. We are a bit competitive.
That's the main thing. Between all of that, what were we doing?
Having fun.
Having fun and laughing.
That's been the overriding thing for me in this. It's been, I mean, I got Fanny face planted. Properly, when we were doing
there's one called the fire hydrant in week five, and if you don't get the stability right, you just plonk, and you got funny face all the time.
I think what I love about it is that I can imagine, like, I feel like, you know, you, 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 you hear so often, like, oh, let's try this position, but you don't prepare yourself, you know, especially if you're not working out a lot, etc. You may not have the strength to do certain positions, and you don't want to be in that kind of situation where you try something and can't do it. With this, it's like you're learning to do it together, you're building that strength, so you can do it.
And couples who train together stay together longer.
Love it. Yeah, absolutely love it. Well, thank you so much for me through that. I think it's time for another song. So this is, and I mean, in keeping with what we've just done, this is a bit of Do You Dirty by Kalani.
Just reflecting on it, and I know you won't believe me. But babe, I'm cold, and yeah, the life is cold. So you swear you won't come near me. Keep your heart, cause I can fuck you up. And have you never thinking clearly? Never thinking clearly. Have you all up in your feelings? Experienced, I did it times before, and I can see it from a distance. I can fuck you now, and years later on, you gon' be stuck just reminiscing. It's the way I ride you, let you stay inside. Yeah, I'ma fuck you like a vixen. It's something about me. Don't regret the choices that I make, cause I'm still growing. Sign a deal and then they cut the check, and ever since my color's showing. Change the scene and things are better now. You know the wave is never slowing. The wave is never slowing. I know that you were missing. You liked it when I used to leave a wound and promise I would come and kiss it. I fed you lies and you just ate them up, and I don't care to do the dishes. I ain't no wifey, ain't gonna hold you down. It's way more fun to be the mistress. I know I'm not like other bitches. Down, but I can't put it up. I got too much life to live while I'm still way too young. I'm still way too young. Yeah. I'ma do you dirty.
I literally cannot thank you enough for that. That was so much fun. That was absolutely brilliant.
Great fun.
There's a first time for everything in FUBAR. First time you came in, well, second time you came in, you were teaching someone to kiss.
Yes.
Now you've come in here, you've taught me to improve my sex life.
But just remember, you know, one of the things that we're saying through the song is that sex is something that we do so often, but we don't develop it. And if you want to try something new and it doesn't work out well, it's normally to a point of, all right, well, we don't do that again. But this is something that you can develop and learn and improve yourself and get closer as a couple and get fit.
I think it's so important. Yeah. And again, if people do want to get involved, where can they do that?
Easy.
On your website?
www.sexercise.fitness, or follow both me and the Mr. and Mrs. Sexercise. Mr._Sexercise, Mrs._Sexercise.
And is that Twitter, Instagram?
That's Twitter.
Our
Instagram, we're Sexercise Fitness, and then we've got another Twitter account, Sexercise Fit.
Amazing. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Well, we have just a little bit of time left, so we're just going to squeeze in maybe one, maybe two sex confessions. Would you actually like to read this out?
Sure.
This one is for you.
I had sex with a boy in my uni halls a few months ago who told me he was gay too. Before I found out he had a long-term girlfriend, I then found out, though, a friend that he recently got engaged to her. But he keeps texting me, asking to meet again. Should I tell his girlfriend, or is it just better just to tell him? I don't know if he has even come out to her.
Oh, that's tricky. So you've got a guy who's sleeping with a guy, but he has a girlfriend, and they're going to get engaged. They're engaged, so they're going to be married. I feel like it's a tricky one, but I don't think it's like your responsibility to go to the girlfriend and tell her. I don't think that that's allowed. He's being unfaithful, which is not good at all. But
he's found out. As long as we got, so he's getting engaged or she's getting engaged?
She's
recently got engaged.
Yeah.
Okay. So number one, dishonesty to a future husband is it's terrible.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It really doesn't matter on what element of something has happened with a confession. There's only one thing that resolves everything, and that's honesty.
Yeah,
if you cannot be with somebody and be honest with that person about them and who they're with, then they're not the right person to be with. Being open and honest can strengthen any relationship, and it can also better people as people.
Mm.
It's massively important. Communication and be open and honest.
I completely agree. So I feel like my advice to this person going on what you've just said would be to speak to this guy and say that. Say, you need to be honest with your partner. It will strengthen your relationship. You need to tell her what's been going on and move forward together.
Because if they were to get married in the long term, then it's not for the right reasons.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's actually brought us right up to the end of the show. I wish we could do more confessions. I wish we could talk about this a little bit more.
Have me on again. I'll be more than happy to come back. We'll have some fun.
Absolutely.
Or you come on my show and we'll do some porn games on there.
Okay, I'm done. I'm already sold. I'm already over
Brilliant.
There.
Brilliant.
Well, you have been an absolutely incredible guest. You are the incredible Charlotte Rose.
Thank you.
And it's been a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, it's been wonderful being here. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to play you out with a little bit of In Love.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.